Here's the translation of the text into English. Companies scramble to secure ships, assemble operations to transfer Venezuelan oil, sources say. Six tankers that had left Venezuela in dark mode are back in its waters. Exclusive, VTOL to load first diluent cargo under Venezuela supply deal this weekend, sources say. Slovakia to sign nuclear energy cooperation agreement with U.S. PM Fico says Trump signs order to protect Venezuelan oil revenue held in U.S. accounts. What is the Donroe Doctrine and how it impacts oil stocks? Can gold hit $5,000 in 2026? U.S. seizes Alina tanker in Caribbean, fifth vessel taken in Venezuela blockade. Besent says Australia, India invited to G7 meeting on critical minerals. Chevron sees pathway to grow Venezuela production by 50%. U.S. Energy Secretary says Musk's X to open source new algorithm in 7 days. Russia stocks lower at close of trade, MOX, Russia index unchanged. China is closing in on U.S. technology lead despite constraints, AI researchers say. Rio Tinto's bid for Glencore piles pressure on BHP, three events that could make markets decline in 2026. Investing.com stocks of the week. Exclusive. Bain's Manappuram deal delayed by Indian regulatory concerns. Sources say, has Japan become a leading ICT economy? Wolf analysts say these will be key investment themes for 2026. Will midcaps outperform in 2026? Trump posted some U.S. jobs data early on his Truth Social account. Two Fed officials say key to fixing U.S. housing more about supply than financing. U.S. consumer sentiment perks up in early January. Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index surges, outperforming predictions U.S. Employers add 50,000 jobs in December, cooling from prior month. Canada job creation pauses after hiring surge, unemployment rate rises. Brazil inflation eases to 4.3% in December, opening door for rate cut. U.S. single-family housing starts rebound in October, building permits dip. U.S. building permits hold steady, matching forecasted figures. Exclusive, U.S. may lift more. Venezuela sanctions next week. Besent says central bank debates are set to shape first half of 2026. Morgan Stanley says Trump escalates Greenland rhetoric, citing Russia and China security threats. How the Venezuela crisis may impact global airlines. Indonesia temporarily blocks access to Grok over sexualized images. Trump calls for 1-year cap on credit card interest rates at 10%. Besent says U.S. Treasury can easily cover any tariff refunds. Judge blocks Trump from freezing $10 billion in child family aid to 5 U.S. states. Besent says overseas money transfers are fine if people can prove origin of funds. Besent goal of MBS buys is to match Fed runoff. Bitcoin price today, subdued at 90K amid soft U.S. payrolls, geopolitical concerns. Bitcoin price today, dips to $90 with geopolitics, payrolls data in focus. Crypto recovers, restores over $2.5 million in inaccessible cryptocurrency assets. Bitcoin price today, dips to $92K as geopolitics, macro risks stall recovery. Everstake partners with Cometh to bridge fiat and crypto staking rewards for EU institutions. Upexi implements high-yield treasury strategy, increases Solana holdings. JP Morgan's JPM coin set for native issuance on Canton blockchain. CoinHub Exchange brings a bank-like crypto experience to Las Vegas and Phoenix. Crypto Market Forecast launches AI tool offering crypto market insights via weather-style interface. Bitcoin price today? Unchanged near 94K. Strategy discloses Q4 loss. Oroco Resource to raise $20 million in bought deal offering. Cathie Wood's ARK ETF buys Intellia personalized stock, sells Illumina. BARK receives 90 cents per share buyout offer from CEO-led investor group. Wynn Resorts names Craig Fullilove as new CFO as Cameron Doe plans retirement. Blykroder Acquisition Corp. II raises $287.5 million in IPO. LendingTree promotes Ian Smith to COO. Laura Nelson to head insurance Vasta to delist from NASDAQ following Cogna's acquisition.